We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
And that's the ball game. So the difference in this game is the Pirates in the top of the 10th made contact with a runner at third and less than two outs, and the Giants in their half did not. So here's your final. It's the Pirates 2, the Giants 1.
You can hear the frustration. You can hear the emotion or the lack thereof. You can hear where the Giants have essentially cratered to on the call there by Dwayne Kuiper of NBC Sports Bay Area. The Giants are officially under 500. They have officially lost their first six-game homestand in over a century. And it feels like Joe Shasky, Evan Giddings filling in for Joe Spadoni, they have officially collapsed. And this was something that a lot of people, yourself included, have talked about sort of building over time. But it just culminated in another deflating defeat right before the trade deadline, which is, of course, later today at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard.
You know, this was rock bottom, hands down. To lose the way that they have, I can't remember. Forget the six-game homestand. Just a three-game series. You could make an argument they made 2 to 5 mental errors in every single game.
Yep.
Yesterday, Ryan Walker, first and third situation with one out, and it's a comebacker. I understand trying to get two in that situation. O'Neill Cruz is at third, who is known for being overly aggressive as a base runner who will run into outs. You don't even look at the runner? You don't even look at him? You says to me in the green room, well, the play's right in front of him. No, duh. Literally right in his face. And he turns, throws a terrible throw to second base to get the lead runner, or I guess the trailing runner from first to second, and they don't get the double play, and they give up the run late. It's just, so many situational mistakes by this team. You could argue to me, hey, Joe, there's got to be development at the big league level. And I would say to you, there are two things happening on this team. You have a bunch of guys who are not paying attention and not thinking pre-pitch or just don't know. And then you have a coaching staff that's not having them prepared. Both are unacceptable at the big league level.
I think that's the perfect word. It's unacceptable. Like, these are things that you work on in high school, in college, in rookie ball even, single A. You do not work on them when you get to the pros. There is a level of expectation that you have to abide by when you don a Major League Baseball jersey, and the Giants have not lived up to that going on a month. I mean, coincidentally, right around the time they acquired Rafael Devers. And I still, that is the million-billion-dollar question about what's happened to this team. But you're absolutely right. Yesterday, something as simple as a play right in front of you. O'Neal Cruz is sitting ducks. He is asking to be thrown out. He is an aggressive base runner. He's also not a smart base runner. No. That's a play that you're running your team out of the inning for. And Ryan Walker has it predetermined that he's going to second base on what turned out to be, oh, by the way, a stolen base that you couldn't turn two on. And that's the difference. You could hear it in the cut from Kite. The difference in the game is the Pittsburgh Pirates put the ball in play. As opposed to the Giants who come to the plate, Patrick Bailey, from a 3-0 count, three straight strikes. It's been that kind of game. It's been that kind of series. It's been that kind of homestand. It's been that kind of season, it feels like, since the Giants hit their high water mark. Oh God, it feels like eons ago.
It really does. I mean, yesterday was rock bottom for me. You referenced the 10th inning at-bat for Patrick Bailey. And
it completely erases something like Mike Yastrzemski making one of the best catches I've seen this season.
I know. It was a great catch.
It's an incredible play. It might be his last catch with the Giants.
So, you get Jung-Hoo Lee as your ghost runner in the 10th inning. All right, you're down 2-1. All right, like, you've already blown a Logan Webb great start. You blew yesterday's Verlander start.
He was filthy yesterday.
No, he was amazing. What do you have, 10, 11 through 4? I mean, yeah. he was awesome. And it was great to see him bounce back like that. But he feels like he is the definition of Matt Cain reincarnated. I mean, it feels like we are reliving the exact same, but with modern stuff around it, the Matt Cain experience. But Schmidt gets a single, okay? So now you have first and second. And again, this is a team that has struggled to get a run home from third base all year. I don't care if there's zero outs, one out, it doesn't matter. Two outs, I mean, you're asking too much. If I hear another person complain about the dimensions of the ballpark, when we can't properly execute bringing a runner home from second or third base in these situations, You have forfeited the right to complain about the dimensions of the ballpark. It drives me nuts. Yaz lays down a bunt. So now he has second and third. Here comes Bailey. You reference. He goes 3-0. And I hear Kruk and Kipe. And God bless him. I love him. I'm not trying to rip him. I'm not. But he's like, I mean, do you give him the green light here? And I'm thinking, no! No! And everyone's, you know, Bailey's been clutch. He's had a couple of nice moments late in games.
I don't want to take walk-off hits.
Yeah, I don't want to take that away from him. He absolutely have, you know? And you also have to remember that some of those walk-off hit moments are, the era has changed. You're putting a ghost runner in position late in game, so you're going to have a lot of guys that are going to have, you know, skewed stats in that category.
Yeah.
They're not as organic as they were 10, 20 years ago. Point stands. It's 3-0. He's swinging on 3-0 at what was ball four. Fine. You want to be aggressive? I get it. 3-1. Still a hitter's count. Ev, what's he do?
He takes one right down the you-know-what.
So now it's 3-2.
I mean, that was that ball was grooved and asking to be put in water.
Now it's 3-2. And what is every Giants fan thinking with one out? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So
please
then
be a ball is what you're thinking.
No, you're praying. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. Boom, strikeout. And it's like you knew the game was over. And what does Ramos do? Because this whole team does it. Strikes out as well.
Three straight fastballs up in the zone. And that's again, that's what they've been resigned to. But to me, like, you lose six straight on a homestand.
I have to laugh.
Because you can't do any of the little things right. Like, there were so many instances throughout this series where if the Giants just play fundamental baseball, yeah, they're probably not going to, crazy, but they're not going to win both those series.
No. Because
they're not hitting well, they're not pitching well, they're not fielding well, but not running yourself out of an inning, not knowing where to go with the ball on defense, the things that are expected of a professional at the Major League Baseball level, they have not seriously, that's how you crater. And to me, the player that unfortunately has represented their mishaps over the last really month and a half has been Elliot Ramos. Like, he's somebody that in the last 2 weeks is hitting 304. He's got a 750 OPS. Like, not bad, but he can't run the bases correctly. You don't feel confident with him in left field. And you can't take him out of the lineup because there's nobody else to go in and give you anything at this point. The Giants have been trending this way for some time. And again, we've had this conversation a lot of what's rock bottom, what's the low point. But on the day of the MLB trade deadline, or the eve of, I should say, yesterday, the Giants had one last opportunity to try and show us that they got some life. And what happened? They fell completely flat on their face. Like, that to me is what a collapse looks like in real time, because the manager, the coaching staff, the players, they can't do anything about it. And so Buster Posey, of course, made the first move. I mean, it's frustrating to watch happen and play out in real time. And it's something that's, I can't explain. I cannot explain how the San Francisco Giants went from 10 over acquiring Rafael Devers to being a game below at the trade deadline. Like, there have been late season collapses. Teams have lost opportunities to win divisions, wild card spots. But I have never seen a team collapse the way the Giants have in the middle of the year. In the middle of the year, it hasn't even taken 2 months.
You know how? Okay, well, I'll explain how, because I've watched every second. I know you have too, but I've watched every second of it. Their pitching has run out of gas, and when they do pitch well, like they did yesterday and the day before that, they don't execute. It's not that they're not smart; they do stupid stuff. Like yesterday, situationally, first and third. If Ryan Walker doesn't know what he's supposed to do in that situation, well, you're a stupid baseball player. I mean, I hate being so crude about it, but what other way is there? Ev, if I was on the field with a bunch of 12-year-olds, would they know first and third situations?
Some of them would. Some of them wouldn't. But it's because they're 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan Walker is in the pros. He's in the bigs. He should know to check the runner in that situation.
Like, that's spring training stuff. Like, that's stuff that goes down in spring training. You run PFPs, pitcher fielding practice. You do it on day one and day two when the pitchers and catchers report.
We've had horrific base running mistakes on a team that stands 1 foot away from first base once they get there. They don't even pretend to try to steal bases. How many situations this year have we been screaming at Matt Williams like it's his fault for everything, all right, when we all know, like, this team doesn't run the base as well. They don't put the ball in play. They're on pace for probably 1,600 strikeouts. Well, they also don't put the ball over the fence. So when you're a team that doesn't hit proficiently and hit bombs and you strike out, you become a very easy out team, all right? Then I look at their defense. They're kind of suspect defensively at a variety of positions. And so why are they where they're at? Because they're not a good team. They're just not. And if you watch them day in, day out, inning in, inning out, they do things that, to my own baseball principles, are insulting. Like yesterday. You don't even look at the guy? You don't even look at the guy? You know, covering the bag the other day. I mean, everyone's going to go crazy on Tyler Rogers. I can count, and Logan Webb's done this, by the way, all year. I can count 7 or 8 different times a pitcher has gone late to cover first base. There has been poor communication between second baseman, first baseman, and pitcher on who should be covering. There has been horrible, all year, horrible throws from the outfield, airmailing the cutoff and throwing to the wrong base, allowing the back runner to move up. Like, all the little stuff. Pat Bailey's had moments where he's been better defensively. How many times have we watched Pat Bailey give up a free 90 because he's got one knee down and refuses to get his chest in front of a ball and backhand something and it ends up at the backstop?
Again, it's the little things.
That's why you are where you are.
The Giants give extra bases. They don't take extra bases.
100%.
They give teams extra outs, and they get themselves out. That's the recipe for an 0-6 homestand. That's the recipe for a 13-25 stretch in which you are literally, after getting swept by the previous worst team, now the worst team in baseball over that stretch. That's how it happens.
And you know, again, what? You know,
right,
what it was
before the deadline.
I'm running you off here. You know when it was rock bottom? When Carter sent me, I knew it already. My buddy, who's a
Carter
Pirates
was
fan,
at the game. God love him.
My pirate buddy sent me a thing. Goes, ha, it's our first road sweep of the year, and I'm like, oh my god, that's how bad it is. Then to make matters even worse, Carter sends a video in the thread of a Pirates fan with a broom at AT&T putting the broom up in the air. It was a very sad-looking broom, by the way.
Yeah, so that was just a Pirates fan.
He's never used it before. Yeah, it was a Pirates fan just sitting next to me. A Pirates fan holding a broom is just not a sight you see very often, so I had to take a video.
What's the...
That's rock bottom, right? Like that, that's right. A Pirates fan brought a broom to AT&T Park, and not only was he right to bring the broom, he got to wave the broom. I mean, there, you know, Spadoni put this out yesterday. There were two flags that were being waved yesterday. The Jolly Roger and the white flag by the Giants.
It's the first time the Giants... in their franchise, have been swept in a six-game homestand since 1896.
I just don't get it.
We've had two world wars since then. I mean, they have... This has literally never happened before. They played in New York, obviously. It's the first time it's happened in San Francisco. And it's as much a credit to the organization as it is, that's how low we've gotten. I mean, and look, I've been reluctant to admit that this team is completely lifeless. But it's really hard. I think that's yesterday is where it sort of hit for me that, and it's the theme of the day. I do not trust this team to figure it out. And I think that the front office has been pleading on hands and knees, begging for them to show some sign of life that they could turn this thing around. Because I don't think that Buster Posey is someone that wants to wave the white flag. And certainly not see the Buccos flag, the Jolly Roger. But there is no other option at this point. And that's why in the middle of the game, we all get an update. Tyler Rogers has been traded to the New York Mets for Jose Budo, a couple of prospects, and it's a sign of a potential thing to come today, which is, are the Giants going to sell?
So that, what did you think when that happened?
I thought it was the tip of the iceberg.
As in what?
As in... Buster Posey, who I believe, and literally 3 days ago, Matt Chapman said, is going to be a buyer. And I do think that his actions told us that's what he wanted to do. They are pot committed. They've acquired four $100 million salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Chapman, retained Lee, obviously, Devers, and Adamas. I thought that they would be committed to that kind of approach. But again, because the team has fallen off a literal cliff, they had to pivot. It's about trust. And what I saw yesterday with that move was that the front office does not trust this team to figure it out. And we got some sound coming up here in a little bit that illustrates why the team completely understands.
They forfeited the right to be buyers. The players, the coaches, the team on the field. They forfeited the right for the front office to go in and make them buyers. Straight up, they haven't earned it. You have to earn it, and they did not earn it. To me, the number one skill in life, look, marrying the money would be one of them, but that's not where I'm going. It's self-awareness, okay?
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you are self-aware, I think it's an underrated skill that, to me, helps you in every facet of your personal and professional life. And the fact that they acknowledged and were self-aware enough to realize, yeah, this ain't it. Like right now is not the time to double down on this team. That, to me, tells me the front office and Buster and whoever's involved is self-aware. And that's a good skill to have. I think doubling down and buying when your cupboard is so thin in the minors. And right now it's build up time, not buy, not sell off some stuff, but build up as in build off of what you have, that core, Adonis, yeah. Chapman, Devers, and build up your farm. To me, it's build up time, not buy. And I love that they're self-aware enough to realize we like Tyler Rogers, and we'll get into him in a second. Good Giant, great reliever, was reliable, never injured. I mean, much better than the fan criticism online. I mean, significantly better. You could make an argument he's one of the best Giant relievers in 35 years. Like, legitimately, the data would tell you that. I know fans lose their minds. Unique, great personality, classy all the way. Never said boo-hoo as his role fluctuated. But you traded him away for two guys that hopefully can help you now and into the future. That's being self-aware. That, to me, tells me that this front office has their finger on the pulse. And I think if this were the Bobby Evans, and I'm not ripping Bobby or anyone, they probably would have doubled down, right? And they would have probably, you know, tried to buy something somewhere. And I think that consistent insistence on I'm in when we all know you're not, it did them dirty, and that's why their cupboard was dry for a decade. And their cupboard ain't good right now.
No.
Ev, it ain't good because the prior regime didn't draft and develop well. And as we're learning, a lot of these guys that make the bigs can be useful, but they haven't been fully developed either.
Well, and look, and we can get into what the Tyler Rogers trade means. You know, some of the guys that came over, we'll get y'all caught up on who's coming back from the New York Mets. But again, on deadline day, I think you put it perfectly. The Giants are looking self-aware. What does that mean, though? Does it mean Verlander could go today, who's been on the trade market? Does it mean they could sell Camilo Doval? There's already been a couple big-name closers that have gone on the market. Johan Duran is one of them. Ryan Helsley is another. Could Camilo Doval be the third? What could he net the Giants? Where are they at right now, again, as they stand a game below 500? They just got swept in their first six-game homestand in over a century. This is rock bottom, but where do they go from here on deadline day?
And there's one name you didn't mention, and to me, I'm so torn on this one, is Robbie Ray. Like, when in years past, when you had Rodon, and more so for Blake Snell because you forfeited a second round pick just signing him, but like, those guys were on 1 year deals, and so to not move them at the deadline, knowing that they weren't going to be re-signed, that was the feeling from everyone. It's like, you better get something because you're going to lose them for nothing and you're out of it. With Robbie Ray, I want them to be good in 2026. And when I look at their rotation currently and I just glance down into the future, I don't see answers. And so Robbie Ray is an answer for next year. But I also acknowledge he's probably one of the most tantalizing guys you could dangle in all the bigs right now. Under team control for this year and next year, a left-handed starter when that's what everyone's looking for. I'm very torn on what to do with Robbie Ray.
Well, I think the Giants are torn by how they've been playing. I mean, everyone's on the table at this point to me, and I'll tell you sort of the cutoff date that I have as we get deeper into this thing. All right, here's what we got going on today. We got Sean Dunston, actually a former Giant, retired there, obviously coached with them for over a decade, a part of the World Series runs. He was teammates with Ryan Sandberg, who passed away earlier this week. I do want to talk to him about that, and then also get into the Giants minor league system, of which he is very, very in touch with. So Sean Dunston is coming up at 8 o'clock, right? Midway through the show. All guests appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. 888-957-9570 is the number for the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Shout out to our YouTube chat as well. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're back after this. Maybe we see and have seen the last of a couple of these players, Shasky, because today is deadline day, and the Giants have already made their first move. They traded Tyler Rogers to the New York Mets. And I'm just wondering sort of what this day now represents as the Giants have hit the, we hope, the absolute bottom of their 2025 season.
This is going to sound like a crazy analogy, so just bear with me.
Okay.
There are certain times when a sports franchise is down so bad, you need to overpay for something, and that is just to get you from the bottom to like the middle of the pack and just gain respectability and have competent professionals who others respect. Think about this. When the Niners came from Chip Kelly to Shanahan, they went out in free agency. Who did they go get? They got Pierre Garçon. They got Malcolm Smith. They got Kyle Juszczyk. Kyle Juszczyk's still here. One of the few carryovers. They overpaid for a lot of what most people would say mediocre, you know, average football players at that point in their career. Some might even say completely on the back end. And then the next year, they added more guys in free agency. Richard Sherman coming off of an injury, right? And a lot of people didn't want to go after him, but that was a risky maneuver that they ended up swinging on. When the Golden State Warriors were down bad and they couldn't acquire anyone, what did they do? They overpaid for David Lee, right? That's what they did. They brought in David Lee. Remember, we were overpaying for Derek Fisher and Ronnie Turioff, guys like that. You kept missing out in free agency. Oh, Elton Brand doesn't want to come. We'll overpay for Corey Maggette, right? That's where the Giants were at. They were in this zone where they were in. We don't even have a shortstop. We don't have a center fielder. We don't have a left fielder. This is going back a couple years. We don't have a catcher. We don't have a third baseman. We have nothing. Just a year ago, when Buster kind of took over, like late September, you could make an argument you had Pat Bailey, Jung-Woo Lee under contract, and everything else was kind of up for debate. Now, Ramos had shown that he was an all-star last year. I don't know how sustainable that is. We will see. Like, he's TBD. I like him. Well, TBD. They had to get a shortstop. Think of how bad their shortstop position was 2 years in a row. And I'm going back to when Crawford had his final year. They were one of the worst defensive teams at shortstop in the game. In the game. They didn't have a shortstop. They needed to bring in a major league ready, competent shortstop. Mission accomplished. But he's not a star. And I think that too many people, because they spent money on Adames, they re-signed Chapman, who is not a star. He's a role player. That was to get them from the bottom barrel to like respectability, okay? And I think that too many of us, myself included, I think at times, oh, well, now we're in win now. No. Now you're in, okay, you're competent, and you're going to be taken serious. You're not in win now. You're not the Phillies. You're not the Mets. Those guys have stars. Okay, you have really good role players, credible major league baseball players, but their price tag isn't correlated to their stardom. In fact, it's disproportionate. And so, yeah, the Devers move was a great one in season. And why'd you do the deal? Because you've swung and missed in free agency over and over and over and over again. And I'd still do the deal. You had a, at the time, plethora of young pitching. You had a couple guys that weren't helping your big league club. You got a guy under team control. Boom, check that off the list. They still got a long way to go. So trading away Tyler Rogers, moving whoever you might move today, this is the natural progression. We are not in win-now mode, Giants fans. Just because Chapman and Adames are older, that does not mean the franchise is in win-now mode. Those guys might be in their particular career arcs, but they're here because your team was subpar and has been missing the playoffs 8 out of the last 9 years.
Well, they're certainly not in win-now mode after moving a game below 500. But 38 games ago, it was go time. Like, that's why I'll say it. I've never seen a midseason collapse like this from a team that went out and got a star. Like, I've seen teams that have sort of sputtered, again, down the stretch in August, September,
like
after the deadline.
The Cespedes, Johnny Lester move.
2016, the Giants had the best record in baseball. They ended up making the wild card. Yeah, exactly. I understand. Whereas trades, maybe it doesn't end up working. You know, it ruins a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But literally, the Giants have been the worst team in baseball since they acquired Rafael Devers. That to me is something that no scientist, baseball expert, can answer me on planet Earth. I don't know what's happened to the Giants.
But can we also say that maybe the first 50 or so games just, they were playing above their normal status.
I agree. And I didn't think that this team was playing at a 95-win pace or a 90-win pace. I didn't think the team was that good. But I also don't believe they're this awful.
I would agree. They've shown themselves
to be a team that's not worth investing in. You hit the nail on the head in the last segment. They've shown themselves to be a team that Buster Posey has no right to look at and say, I'm going to give you reinforcements. In fact, I need to strip whatever I can from this particular roster to help us in 2025, in 2026. But the fact that I wholeheartedly believe they were in win-now mode, and they want to win as many years in, as ahead as possible, but this has been one of the quickest pivots. Like, I think even a week ago, before they go 0-6, if they had been able to muster a series victory against the Mets, if they had beaten the Pirates the way a lot of us believe them to be, especially on the heels of the last two in Atlanta, I do think we might be singing a different tune today. But because of all the things that they've done wrong over the last month, and particularly this last week, I completely understand why Buster Posey is looking at this roster saying, no chance I'm buying for you guys.
The, like, beginning of the year, your point about how good they were at the beginning of the year, I just think a lot of Giants fans were like, oh my God, Wilmer's amazing. Can he keep it up for the whole year? Like,
well, that's why they got Devers.
No, I know, but like, okay, Wilmer was not just good. He was one of the best clutch hitters in baseball.
Yeah.
That felt unsustainable, whether we wanted to admit it in real time or not. All right. We thought Adames would pick it up, right? Because he was god awful to start the year. Jung Hoo Lee has fallen off the map in terms of how good he was. Now, you look up and he's still like your third or fourth most productive hitter, which is crazy. But he's not the top of the order catalyst you were hoping. And I think early on in the year, he was batting third early to start the season. He was good. That first month and a half, he was really, really, really good. That was unsustainable. Their pitching was amazing to start the year. You know, some guys got hurt. Some guys started to perform below what they were performing earlier. You hit a little rut, and like the bottom kind of fell out on them. And
Traded away some of the depth.
Yeah, and yes, absolutely. And then the bullpen was overtaxed. You know, you can't rely on the bullpen so much. I've used this analogy on the show, but like it's like a great defense with a pitiful offense in football. You get to like week 12, and the bottom falls out on that defense because they've been carrying the offense forever. That's what happened to the Giants bullpen thus far. And I just think that right now everything's going wrong. And I do believe they're not as bad as what this last 2 months has shown us, but you are where you are. And right now the momentum in the season doesn't feel like it's going to be swayed. I don't see the pivot in this team.
No. And if they dig themselves out of a ditch, it feels like they've dug themselves too deep. You know, even Agreed. If they start to play better, they're too far gone. They're closer to the Diamondbacks than they are to the Padres for the third wild card spot. They got to look up at the Reds. The Cardinals are a team that's selling that they're right there with. Like, those are the teams, the sellers is the group that right now the Giants are invested in or are around. And the team, and this is the other part, is after the game, you could hear it. The team knows it. This is Matt Chapman talking about what he thought about the Tyler Rogers trade again for Jose Budo and a couple of prospects from the New York Mets right before the game kicked off.
We lost the last six in a row, and you know, haven't given, you know, Buster in the front office any reason to add. You know, I mean, we kind of did it to ourselves, so sucks. You know, obviously you can tell that everybody's pretty upset, and, you know, that's not how we saw this thing going.
The players know. They know. Whether you think Chapman's great somewhere in the middle or not as much, he's one of the captains on this team.
No, he's a good ball player.
And he knows that this thing, they have not been able to grab the reins of this bull to the point where, again, their front office, I don't know if they've officially waved the white flag. We'll see what they do today because they have pieces that they can sell. But they ain't giving this team any help.
No.
Because, and the players know they don't deserve it.
No. And, boy, what a drastic change from 3 days ago, 4 days ago. We came in and we were playing this sound, and I'm going to play it right here. This is Chapman talking about how, oh, you got to buy. And I laughed at this. Listen to just a couple days ago.
No, I mean, I think that, you know, regardless of how we played, you know, obviously that it sucks to lose 9 of 11 and, you know, kind of
slip out of the, you know, the standings a little bit, but we're still right there, you know, and we play a lot of the teams that are, you know, right in front of us and right in the thick of it with us. So, you know, I think that, you know, Buster's made it clear that, you know, we go out and get Rafi, you know, it would make sense to continue to try to improve this team and, you know, for this year and the foreseeable future. So I think we expect to add and to continue to get better and to continue to make a push to make the playoffs.
I mean, what a sea change in just one series against the Pirates.
Pivot, don't panic.
You guys know, you know, I love music. Too Short, Jay-Z did a song. It was all good just a week ago. It was all good just 2 months ago. That is the Giants. The whole aura around this team has just fallen off the map. And the bottom is completely just exploded.
Well, that's why, look.
I'm not even angry, though, Ev. Like, I'm really not. Like, I actually think this is a good thing for them. They need this. They need to be self-aware and rip this Band-Aid off because they're not true contenders. They could have, like, fake competed till the end. No, I'm serious. They could have fake competed till the end, maybe got a wild card. I want to go in the playoffs. I want to make that very clear. I'm not these tank for a draft pick. You don't really do that in baseball. But, like, I'm tired of watching the same guys struggle and tease me and do the same things over and over. That's the definition of insanity. They need some new. They need some fresh. They need some youngness. They can't steal a base to save their life. They had three attempts, three stolen base attempts in July. The whole league is running. Except us.
Well, and that's why, you know, like we're past the point of screaming and being angry.
No.
There's obvious frustration, but it's what to do now. The Giants they've dug their own grave. They've dug their own grave over the last 38 games, and I do think something happened in the last 3 days. Not that Chapman speaks for Posey, but again, listening to how they felt after a Sunday night baseball loss to, admittedly, a very good Mets team to complete that sweep, to 3 days later to losing to the lowly Pirates to complete a six-game homestand sweep or getting swept. Something happened in the last 3 days, and where do they go from here? It's one of the quickest pivots that I've seen from a team in quite some time, and it has been a collapse. And what happens now? Where do they go? 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. Coming up this afternoon at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Washington Mystics. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 4 o'clock, brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Back after this on the Morning Roast.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
From Kipe, there's been, I believe it was Kruka that discussed Ramos's base running blunder on Sunday Night Baseball as being unforgivable. Like, these guys are telling you what this team is going through right now, which is unfortunately nothing good.
No, nothing's going good right now. And I'm very frustrated. I think a lot of Giants fans are really frustrated because, you know, we do feel like we're trying to support this team. I mean, Carter went to the game yesterday. I went to the game on Monday. You saw the game on Tuesday. It's packed for a midweek series in the middle of the summer against the Pirates.
41,000 on Tuesday night.
That's incredible. Like, that is incredible. So, like, the fans are backing this team, and I think we're all just kind of scratching our head. The Devers thing is very fascinating to me. It really is. Because I'm doing the deal all day, every day, right? But you want to see, like, the team have unbelievable results. And it feels like offensively as a team, they're like, exactly the same. It feels like the results on the team are even worse somehow. He has been frustrating, but we all see that he has talent, right? We could argue about maybe we overrated the talent. Maybe he's just not healthy right now. Maybe it's somewhere in between. But he is a very talented player. And I'm going to use another crazy cross-sport analogy for you. And I'm just going to ask you, like, the Baron Davis acquisition for the Golden State Warriors. Do you remember how the Warriors felt the day they got Baron Davis?
Well, he was injured. Like, it was a buy low attempt, essentially.
But we got him. It was like, oh, this is our guy.
Yeah.
We got our guy. Oh, my God. Let's go. Now, they ended up going on, like, a decent little run at the end of that first season, 05. And then they finished like 34 and 40-something, right? They only had like 34 wins. I know this as a fact. The next year, which was Mike Montgomery's final year coaching the team, they did the exact same thing they did the year prior. And we had such high hopes that acquiring Baron Davis was going to change everything, okay? And everybody forgets what preceded We Believe. Everyone does. They were the exact same team with Baron Davis for the whole year than they were the year prior before they had him, which sucked. And it was like, this isn't good. Like, we know he's good. And he was kind of injured that, like, 06 season that everyone forgets. What really sparked them? Well, obviously, like, bringing in Don Nelson. That the coaching change was huge. And then making that January trade for Al Harrington and Stack Jack and just kind of changing the fabric of the team. I view the Devers deal right now similar to the Baron deal in that it's the first of what needs to be a couple dominoes to fall. And I think that it's way too premature to expect one guy to carry the lineup, save the team, carry the franchise. It's just different in this sport. And in basketball, one player can make a big difference. But as we learn, like, teams win and lose. And so I go back to Devers. I go back to the Giants. And I say to myself, I have questions with the manager the same way I did with Mike Montgomery. I have questions with the rest of the roster. The same thing I did with those early 06, 05 Warriors. Are there some pieces I like? Do I have a Jay Rich and a Beadrin? Like, yeah, I like those guys. But I still think there's another shakeup, another acquisition, other young players. Monte was an ascending young player on the We Believe team, and he made most of his run when Jay Rich broke his wrist, right? But they need the Bryce Eldridge types to come and ascend to be a supporting cast around Devers. When I go back to We Believe, it wasn't just Baron saving them. It was like six or seven little tiny moves all coming together all at once. And that's what changed the organization for that time and that place and that moment. And I feel like the Giants right now are very much in a similar place to where the Warriors were. They're wandering the desert. They got a coach. They're not really sure if they like him. I don't know. They got a decent nucleus, but it's not enough. We're not there yet. Is that a good one? Do you appreciate that analogy, or is it way off based?
No, I think you're on to something. Like, the Giants, and I think this is where we might have got tricked by the 12 over 500 start, essentially, by this team when they were third of the way through the year. They were a game back of the division with the Dodgers. We got tricked a bit because we thought that this was just going to be a quick recovery.
Yes.
That this was just going to be a 180 from the Farhan era, which had left a stench on the last several seasons outside of 2021, and that it all was just going to go away. That's not how sports work. It takes time. And while you're able to, again, try and maybe be a little bit ahead of the curve, I think what's happening to the Giants is they've clearly regressed to the mean and in maybe the most extreme fashion that I've ever seen, because it's happened so fast. But I'm curious what fans are feeling about where the Giants are at right now. You hear the trade comp, Devers to Davis. The Warriors were a laughingstock. The Giants have to some extent been for the last few seasons. Where are they at right now? Because it's an important day. It's deadline day. The Giants can show us what direction the next couple of seasons, and certainly the rest of this season and next, are going to go in today by 3 o'clock Pacific time, the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni with Joe Shasky. We're brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com.
Ev, I think there was like this false sense of bravado. Reminds me a lot of like with the 2017 Niner fans at the end of that year. Do you remember how good we felt when we got Jimmy G? It's like, oh my God. Look, you guys are all rolling your eyes behind the glass. But we're like, we got our quarterback. Like, we can go to the playoffs. And then the next year, like early in the year, and he got hurt week 3 or week 4, whatever it was. But like early on, we should have lost to Detroit. Like, we looked off. Detroit was terrible, by the way, at that time. We looked terrible. We did not look like a playoff team. We were like a year and a half away. We needed to have a great draft and find Bosa and Debo and draft Dre Greenlaw, who ended up replacing Quan Alexander. We needed another free agency period to fill out the roster. Like, I'm telling you, there's a life cycle for these franchises. And I think we all, myself included, got a little ahead of ourselves on the Giants because they started off well. Like, it's a full long season. It's 162 games. The first third, whatever, the first 54, they look great. The second 54, they look like the worst team in baseball. I think they're somewhere in between those two. I don't know where. But they're not as bad as what they've shown, but I also don't think they were as good as what they were early in the year. They need this deadline. They need another offseason. They need a lot of these young guys to take a big fall ball leap where they develop. And I think we need to evaluate the entire developmental system, farm through the big league level. Everything should be up for criticism right now.
I think you have to look at everybody. It takes everyone to collapse the way that they have over the better portion of 2 months. Like, it takes everybody. It takes the manager. It takes the coaching staff. It takes the players. You could argue even the front office bears some blame in this because they clearly miscalculated with what they had on their team. And now they're realizing that they might have to actually strip it down. This is from the 408 in the Box and Work Injury Attorneys text line. Have some patience. It's Buster's first year. Let him get his guys in and evaluate next season. Not every year is a win now year. I agree with that somewhat. However, Rafael Devers is one of the biggest trades that has happened, not just for the Giants, but in the last 5 years. Since 2020, the biggest trades that I could come up with, that I just sat down and looked at, Mookie Betts to the Dodgers, Francisco Lindor to the Mets, Nolan Arenado to the Cardinals, Juan Soto to the Padres, then to the Yankees, Corbin Burns to the Orioles, and most recently Kyle Tucker to the Cubs. All of those teams saw immediate benefit from that trade outside of Lindor because the Mets were not in a position to win. The Giants acquired Rafael Devers when they were 10 games over, and they've had the worst record in baseball since. And I don't know if we were all sort of jaded by the Jimmy Butler deal and how it just completely flipped the Warriors and rocketed them to the second round, but I, for the life of me, Shasky, cannot figure out how Betts' first year, they win the World Series. Arenado, they make the wild card game and get 90 wins. Juan Soto and the Padres go to the NLCS. Corbin Burns, they have a 90-win team last year with the Orioles. They make the wild card. Kyle Tucker, their team is on the way to the playoffs. I cannot figure out how the Giants get one of those types of stars and not only go in the opposite direction, but completely crater.
Well, I mean, look at the situations each one of those guys landed in. You talk about Lindor. They weren't in a position to win. But he did join a team that had a multi-time All-Star in Pete Alonso before he showed up.
And Lindor is not very good his first season.
No, but he's been amazing since. And they've added to that and whatnot. And obviously their payroll has been immense. All those other situations, you're going to a spot that has multiple All-Stars. The Giants... Okay, just because Chapman and Adamas are making a combined $350 million doesn't skirt the fact that they have one All-Star appearance combined in the 12 or 13 years of big league ball that those two have. No, they're good players, but there's a difference between being an All-Star or a star or a superstar and just a really good player. Mookie Betts, he joined a team at the time that had Seager and Justin Turner. Like, they had an entire team of really good, if not all-stars, fringe all-stars. Like, this is not that situation. You know, Will Smith was a young player. He was an all-star already at that point by the time he had gotten there. They had one of the greatest pitchers.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.